Welcome to the Art of Brilliance podcast. It's season 7, or it might even be season 8. I mean, who knows, and who cares? We stopped counting ages ago. This season, it's something fresh and uplifting, crammed into 5 minutes a week, every week for 52 weeks. Now, if you're thinking 5 minutes is easy, think again. Just imagine if my teacher could tell me the key messages in just 5 minutes, instead of talking all day long. Whoops, if you're listening, I love you, Miss Davis. That would leave me loads of extra time doing whatever I want. Anyway, that's me done, otherwise my intro will be longer than the actual podcast. The clock's ticking, 5 minutes and counting. Enjoy!
Hi, it's Hannah, one of the trainers here at Art of Brilliance, and I'm excited to be back delivering this week's Art of Brilliance podcast. Bad news though, today I'm pretty sure something will go wrong. So what I mean is that a bad driver is probably going to cut you up in traffic at some point today, or somebody might say something unpleasant to you. One of those trolls that live under bridges online might leave an unpleasant comment about you on social media. All of these are examples of the external world throwing things at you, which are either fair or unfair, but it's all kind of part of life. They're all events, they're stimuli. And the question that I'm really interested in is, how do we choose to respond to these events? So what happens is that most people try to respond to these events as quickly as possible. We've been upset, we've been wounded, so we need to react straight away. So we might honk the car horn or do a hand gesture of some kind, or we might be typing an email or saying something straight away back to somebody that's upset us. We can be really guilty of a knee-jerk reaction. How we respond to these situations, though, can be like our defining moment, because people don't judge us on the event, but they always judge us on how we respond to those events. So how we view and respond to situations can kind of set us apart from everyone else. So some people might respond in a way that means it's game over. They get angry, they get upset, and goodness, it's lasting damage. Whereas others, well, they might use it as a launch pad to better things. What most people don't realise is that between that event, that stimulus, and our response, there's a gap. Now, Viktor Frankl, the psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor, talked about this gap and how that within it, it gives us our power to choose our response. And then in that response, that lies our growth and our freedom. What I think he means, and he's not around anymore, so I can't ask him, but I think his point is that we need to learn to create a bit more space between that stimulus and the response. So instead of going for the knee-jerk reaction, what we need to do is buy ourselves a bit more time. We need to give ourselves a bit more control. We need to, basically, while everyone else is kind of losing their heads over stuff, well, we're learning to keep ours because we've learned to extend that gap. We've learned to pause. And when we do that, it allows us to choose our response in a way that helps us rather than harms us in these situations. So there's power in the pause, I think, is what Frankl's saying. And I'm bringing it a bit more up to date. I really like this acronym HALT, H-A-L-T. And it's something that I've heard people mention before, where it's sort of, before I'm about to respond, ask yourself the question, am I responding in this way because I'm hungry? Am I responding this way because I'm angry? Am I responding this way because I'm lonely? Or am I responding in this way because I'm tired? Remember, we can't control the event, but we can always control how we respond to that event. So perhaps by not responding or responding in a manner that doesn't match the person that's upset us, well, it allows us to sort of rise above it and it sets us apart from everyone else. Another thing to remember is that we don't always need to respond, especially if that response isn't improvement on silence. So the final thought really is, remember that we always have a choice. There is absolutely a space between that stimulus and the response. And within that space, it gives us a chance to recalibrate. It gives us a chance to think a bit more clearly. And it very much gives us the chance to choose our response. And that response is either a source of strength or it's a source of weakness. But that decision is up to us.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Brilliance podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please tell the world. If you've hated it, I'm ever so sorry, and I hope your day improves. If you're interested in happiness and well-being, please check out our website, artofbrilliance.co.uk, where you'll find details of talks and workshops that we offer, and you can browse our little shop of happiness for books, posters, and even t-shirts. Until next time, bye!